Welcome to the third hour. This is 3 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. Each week I try to bring you Chazanis of interest, lovers of Chazanut. Can you imagine? This is September 2017, and this month, September, marks the end of my 40th year. Yeah, it all started in September of 1977, and almost every week of the last 40 years, I have been playing this music and sharing my hobby with you, and it's been a delight for me. It's always a delight to know that I am reaching you, and so it's always good to hear from you and to get your comments and requests and the like. In any event, we're going back 12 years to September 26th, 2005. Yeah, it's 12 years ago. And this was when I was on from midnight to 1 in the morning on the radio, the good old radio days. And as you know, for the last 8 years or so, I've been on the internet. So let's go back those 12 years. And this was part of a holiday special I'm sure that you're going to enjoy. Shalom, and welcome to another hour of Jewish Soul Music. This is your host, Charlie Bernhout, bringing you the best in Chazanis. My partner, Cantor Benny Rogoznitsky, and I founded Cantor's World with the hope of reviving interest in traditional cantoral music. And as you've heard me say, we are so pleased by your response. This past Wednesday, we had a wonderful concert at Merkin Hall, and you'll hear more about that in the future. You'll see on the website, I'm sure we'll have a recording available in the near future. And then the following night on Thursday, we had an outstanding evening of preparation with Dr. Peak Wu and Weingarten and Bernie Beer from the Bell School of Jewish Music at Yeshiva University. We had about 100 people attend that, and it was received very, very positively, something that we will continue to do. Try to help Chazanim, to uplift the profession, if you will. Well, you've heard me say in the past that, God be willing, next year I will prepare 2-hour specials for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and take you right through a davening, but this year we've had a mixture of Slichas, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur selections. So let's get right to our first selection, Naftali Herstick and his very, very fine version of Kol Nidre, Naftali Herstick. Oh. Wow, that was Naftali Herstick. Can you imagine being at the great synagogue with the choir and the great cantor Naftali Herstick for the holidays? Some year, I'll have to do that. I don't know. Okay, our next selection is Kavah Chorus from Unisana Tokef. This is from the Chazan's repetition of the Musaf Amidah on Rosh Hashanah. Like a shepherd pasturing his flock. We'll hear cantor Moshe Shulhoff chanting Kavah Chorus. This is the Rosenblatt composition, and it's together with the Yuval Choir and the Philharmonic Orchestra. Moshe Shulhoff.
Chorus, proedro, kevah chorus, proedro, Kvakoras roye dro,
ma biritsu boyenoy ta la khafeshivetoy kein to
That was Moshe Shulhoff with the Yuval Choir with a rousing Rosenblatt rendition of Kavak Chorus. Our next selection will be from what I believe is a live Slichus davening, the great Moshe Koussevitzky with Shema Kolenu. As was noted, that was from a live Sichas Davening, and we're so grateful to cantor Ravi Veig for having produced that recording and having it made available to all of us. That was the great Moshe Kusevitsky. We'll next hear cantor Samuel Taube chanting the confessional prayer of Al Chait. He was named the successor to David Kusevitsky in 1951 at the Hendon Synagogue in London. He came into the United States in 1958, where he went to the Beth Shalom Synagogue of Washington, D.C., the largest Orthodox congregation of that city. And then later on, he went to Montreal in 1963 at Beth Ora Congregation, Montreal. We'll hear cantor Samuel Taube chanting the confessional prayer of Al Chait. And it's someone we haven't heard too frequently. We should be playing more of him. Samuel Taube, Al Chait.
Oh,
Samuel Taube with Al Chait. And this is Charlie Bernhardt, hoping that you're enjoying this hour of Jewish soul music, preparing you for the holiday period, we hope. One of my favorite cantors, I have so many favorites. I never like to talk about who is my most favorite, but I have a lot of favorites. But if you've been listening to my programs over the years, you know that Gershon Sirota is really one of my favorites. So let's hear Gershon Sirota with Umi Panei Chato Einu. Was Gershon Sirota with Halabein Chataino from the Slichas service and the five Yom Kippur services. We'll next hear the great Moshe Stern with Umi Panei Chataino. This is a different Chataino. Okay, again from the Musaf for Yom Kippur.
Yeah.
Moshe Stern with Umi Pnei Chato Eino. Well, you know I'm a Jersey boy. You didn't know that? Of course. I was born and raised in Newark, and I spent most of my life there. Last few years in New York City. But my heart still belongs in Jersey. And there was one cantor who spent his last years in New Jersey. He was the great Shmuel Malavsky. Down in Lakewood. Of course, it was always controversial about his children, beautiful sound that they made, the girls, and he was always bitter over the fact that certain shuls would not allow them to perform. Long story about that. Some of you may recall I did an interview with four of the Malavsky children about 15 years ago. It's a real classic. Let's hear Shmuel Malavsky chanting Va'al Yedei.
I'm rachim arachamenu, rachim arachamenu, neyo.
Molovsky. He was a close friend of Yosla Rosenblatt. As a matter of fact, there are a couple recordings where the two of them do a duet. Zavel Korten, born in 1874. He died in 1952. He'll be chanting L'David Mizmor. This is Psalm 24. This is from the evening service of Rosh Hashanah in the Nusach Sfard. Also, in parentheses, it says the Hasidic rite. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. Zavel Kvartin. That was Zavel Kvartin with the David Mizmor, Psalm 24. Our next cantor is Yosef Schlisky, born in 1894. He died in 1955. He was actually kidnapped with a group of young boys, supposed to go to London with a choir leader, and ended up in Canada. It's a long story, but the most fascinating thing was he was working in a branch of the Eaton Company, a large mercantile establishment in Canada. And one day, as Lady Eaton was walking through the factory on a tour of inspection, she heard a young man singing at his work, and she... got enthusiastic about it, gave him money for his musical education and a scholarship at the Royal Conservatory in Toronto. He graduated there in 1917. It's fascinating that he suffered at the height of his powers. He suffered a paralytic stroke in 1934 at the age of 40, and he never sang again after that. This selection that we're going to play, it'll sound rather primitive in a way, but because it is. It was recorded in the 20s, and the first part, there's a lot of children's choir in there, but then he comes in, Schlisky, with a very wonderful version of Rosh Hashanah. This is a Posner composition from the Unasana Tokuf. So let's hear... this version of Hineni of Rosh Hashanah.
Oh,
That was Joseph Shusky with Barosh Hashanah. We'll next hear Yesala. You know who that is, of course. Yesala Rosenblatt with Lekel Orech Din. This is a piyut describing God's ways of judging mankind, recited on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. The great Yesala with Lekel Orech Din. This hour goes by so fast, so quickly, doesn't it? Well, that's what happens when you're having a good time. Well, that was the great Yesala with Lekel Orech Din. Of course, this is our theme song, also the great Yasala. I'd like to give you a heads up. Most of you know this already, but December 18th is the date of our annual major concert, which will be held at Avery Fisher Hall this year. The last 2 years, we held it at Alice Tully, 1,400 seats. We were sold out both times. As a matter of fact, many of you recall that last year we did a satellite feed to Moshe Kusevitsky's shul in Borough Park, Bethel, and that was sold out also. So we're going for the biggie, 2,800 seats, Avery Fisher Hall. We're going to need your support. We would like to make sure that you put that date on your calendar so that you won't miss out on what will be a most outstanding and memorable concert. So on behalf of my partner, Cantor, Benny Rogoznitsky, and myself, we hope that this coming year will be one of good health and success, prosperity, and peace. And join with us next week for some more of this wonderful Chazonus. Oh,